Save big money on your next project now at Menards. Update your home with low-maintenance vinyl windows from JELD-WEN. They're durable, energy efficient, and are low maintenance. Menards carries over 100 different size and style options in stock, ready to take home today. Save big on JELD-WEN windows now at Menards. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Hey, this is Ray Higdon. Welcome back to Home Business Profits, where we answer your questions about building a profitable home business. Have a question for me? Hit me up on Twitter. My handle is @RayHigdon, and you can use the hashtag AskRay. Feel free to hit me with any question around building your home-based business, whether it's marketing, prospecting, mindset, recruiting, etc. Be more than happy to help you out. Today's question comes from Deborah Oringer. What's up, Deborah? She says, how do I overcome this objection? As long as your side project isn't an MLM, I'm all ears. What questions do you ask in return? Okay, so this is a power play. So this is someone that feels like they have power over you, and they feel that they're not respecting your posture or power. So what's needed is an attitude adjustment. And I don't mean in them, I mean in you, okay? So if I say to some, you know, and I assume you're using maybe one of my lines here, like, hey, would you be open to a side project if it didn't interfere with what you're currently doing? And they respond, as long as your side project isn't an MLM, I'm all ears, okay? So I'm going to do a course correction. Now, what most network marketers would do is they'd say, oh, well, why don't you like MLM? You know, and they're going to cower to their power, okay? You do not need to cower to their power. And so when someone says, as long as your side project is an MLM, I'm all ears, I'd say, oh, okay, cool. Well, no problem. Well, listen, it is MLM. It's actually the most leveraged way to do business, in my opinion. I see that it's not a fit for you. Hey, if you know anyone that does want to make some extra money, and I'll show them step by step how to do it, just let me know. But I got to jump on this call. Nice seeing you. Nice catching up. Best of luck to you. I got to go. I'm out. Now, some people would sit there and ask questions and things like that. I just fully realize that someone who is cynical and skeptical like that, the chances of you converting them are slim. I'm not saying zero. They're slim. But the chances of really changing how they think is extremely slim. So in that same amount of time that it takes for me to try to convert someone that would be slim to convert, and then extremely slim to change who they actually are and how they actually think, I'm going to go talk to more people. And so I'm just not going to let, I'm not going to cower to their power. I'm going to take the power back. And so this is what I'm talking about when I talk about all the time when it comes to prospecting, manage the energy. Manage the energy of the conversation. Right now they have all the energy. And if you sit there and say, well, it's kind of not an MLM, and you know, well, MLM is, you know, your job's a pyramid, right? Don't do it. Don't dance for them. This is like in the old Westerns when they would, you know, point their guns at your feet and say, dance, boy, dance. Don't dance for them. You don't need to. Go on. Move on. Take the power. Show that you are completely unaffected by their cynicism, skepticism, whatever, and move on. Now, when I've done this, and I've had things like this, not very often, at least recently, but you know, back in the day when I was struggling, I used to get this all the time, this type of thing. And I would still handle them with that extreme posture. And I'm not being a jerk. I'm not saying you're an idiot. You know, I'm not saying that, but I'm taking the power and I'm taking my toys and going home. And I'll tell you, a lot of times, those same people that were so super postured, they would reach back out to me and say, hey, you know what? I was thinking about, you know, what we were talking about the other day, and you know, I'd actually like to learn more. I'm serious. And that happened not because I sat there and cowered or I hit them with a series of amazing questions, but because I was willing to walk away and I didn't give a crap what they thought. Okay? Take the power. Very, very important. And by the way, if you do need help with cold market recruiting, feel free to register for our training. It's at rayhigdon.com/cold market. Hopefully this helps you out, Debo, and we'll talk to you in the next one. Bye for now.